Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. While the eclipse is going on right now in the U.S., and there's a scripture in Psalm 103, verse 11, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. I believe things like the eclipse are going to happen in these last days because God loves people so much. He loves the people that are in the path of the eclipse from Texas across through the Tennessee Valley and into the Northeast. He's telling them, I love you. My grace is being poured out upon you. And as we read in Luke, chapter 21, and we hear of wars and disturbances, and he says, Jesus says here, do not be terrified. And boy, do we hear of wars and disturbances in the United States, all kinds of things going on, street fights and muggings and robbery. These things will take place first. The nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be great earthquakes. Of course, there have been, and in various places, plagues and famines. Of course, we see that all the time. People just urging and asking people to send money for those who are hungry and who are starving. There will be great signs from heaven. Wow, it's happening right now. Great sign from heaven. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars and upon the earth, dismay among the nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. And I believe God is going to bring more sun explosions to cause the waves to change in their way they are coming against the beaches. And I see men fainting from fear and expectation of things which are coming upon the world. There's so much fear right now. And Jesus says here in the 26th verse of Luke 21, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. They will be shaken. We're going to see some great and mighty signs from God in these next few years. And then verse 27 of Luke 21, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Praise the Lord. I am excited about Jesus returning to this earth and taking us home. Oh, I am so excited. Oh, let's do the Monday Bible slogan. Yes, always excited about reading the Word of God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Wow, and that was, we had some great wind here this weekend. And we need to be just safe in the arms of Jesus no matter what's going on. I did have to call Excel electricity because there was a big branch from my wonderful, beautiful maple in the backyard, and it's just lying across two wires. And so I called them this morning right away because I wanted them to remove it. So things are going to happen, and God is going to give us the grace, and he's going to give us the finances to take care of some of these things. I'm so grateful to be a born-again believer, and I hope you're saying that same thing too, my friend. From the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan, I believe, wrote this one. Israel is under blistering attack. It's at war as Hamas is firing deadly rockets and has gunned down civilians in Jerusalem. We don't hear about that. We don't hear about the attacks on Israel. We don't hear about those attacks against the people in Israel, just against the Hamas, the civilization in the Gaza Strip. And now our deadlines are looming as we fight to defend Israel. In breaking news, Biden called on Israel for a ceasefire, something that will only help Hamas. And he's so true. He's so right. Biden is abandoning our ally. He's drawn a red line, impeding Israel's ability to defend its citizens. Each decision he makes further undermines our ally and makes Israel weaker. The UN is waging lawfare against Israel as Israel's enemies unite to eradicate her. Israel is in a fight for its very existence. Scripture makes it clear, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. At ACLJ, we're launching a multi-pronged initiative here at home with our office in Jerusalem and at international tribunals. Our international legal team was in Geneva this last week fighting for Israel at the United Nations. And we just delivered a critical demand letter to the UN Security Council. We also just filed a new lawsuit against the Biden administration over funding Hamas. This fight will require immense resources as we mobilize our offices in Jerusalem and around the world to defend Israel. They are fighting for Israel. Israel is our ally, and Israel is the nation that brought Jesus to us. I'm so grateful. Today we have your gift doubled to defend Israel. $5 becomes $10, $20 becomes $40. Israel needs us more now than ever. The world has turned against our ally, and the Biden deep state is funding her enemies. As we take massive global legal action, join the fight. And I just heard on Dennis Prager that somebody from the left should have had a URL, made their URL Bidenomics, but it just sat there. So some of the conservatives bought up the URL of Bidenomics. So if you go to Bidenomics, you will find the things that are going wrong because of Bidenomics. I thought that was hilarious. Oh, Jordan goes on to say, sign our petition, defend Israel's right to exist. Have your gift doubled. So go to ACLJ.org and give, have your gift doubled and sign the petition, defend Israel's right to exist. God bless you as you do that. God bless you as you give into the kingdom of God. Our memory verse for this week, remember last week we did Psalm 121, I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God. Okay, so verse 3 and 4 this week, Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. You can put it in your first person pronoun. He will not allow my foot to slip. He who keeps me will not slumber. Praise the Lord. And from the Living Translation, Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, sometimes we do. I just begin praying in tongues and begin exalting the Lord and telling him he's a wonderful Lord, a Lord of mercy and grace and great joy and comfort. And I'll tell you, pretty soon I'm asleep. I wake up and it's morning. So remember, do those little things. They're just little things. But instead of saying, well, I guess I got to count some more sheep. No, just begin praying in tongues and asking God to supply your need and give you sweet sleep and begin saying verses of scripture. The Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly and who sleep. Praise the Lord. My confession for today, I declare that God's word is a mighty, sharp, two-edged sword that releases his power when I speak out of my mouth. And you can find that in Hebrews 4, verse 8. I read the word, I take it deeply into my heart, and then I release its power from my mouth to thwart the enemy's strategies and lies that bring victory into every situation I'm facing today. Hallelujah. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. It's just like the branch that fell this weekend, probably fell on Saturday, and it was blowing so hard. God kept that branch from slicing into the Xfinity wire and also the electrical wire to my house. And so I had electricity most of the weekend. I had a couple hours on Friday that I, or maybe it was Saturday, I didn't have electricity, but then it was on again. So I thank God for those things. I really do. That branch just lay there very comfortably on those two wires. Hallelujah. Today I declare to you that the Word of God has the power to defeat every adversary in your life. Every worry, every care, every fear, angry against someone, oh, forgive them. It's so much better to forgive them. As you take in the Word of God every day, you know by the very voice of God that His Word will empower you to speak the Word with mighty strength and authority. As the Lord reveals areas in your life that keep you from the truth and the faith that you need, areas like fear and anger and unforgiveness, what I just mentioned, shame, etc., you confess your areas of weakness to Him and ask Him to strengthen you in His love and grace. As you make vital decisions to draw closer to God, Holy Spirit will plant the Word that you need deep in your spirit. Then at those opportune times, you speak His Word over your situation and those you love. Just today, I was asking Kimberly for Hannah's address because her birthday's on the 13th this week. And Kimberly said, well, guess what? They moved to Fargo, North Dakota. I said, what? If you're a grandparent or even a parent with an adult child, I mean, they can go far, so many places, transfer their businesses and everything to other places. And Colton has his overland driver permit, whatever that is. I know you truckers know. You're going, oh, Barbara. But he had that. He has that. He can drive any truck, any semi. And in Fargo, they need trucks. They need trucks for their oil fields and their gas fields. And so they moved up there because it's a 5-6 figure salary up there. So they're going to try Fargo. I would like to see them when the first minus 13 weather condition comes their way during the winter. God bless them. God bless you, Hannah and Colton. Oh, so anytime you need to pray for a loved one, like right now, I'm transitioning my prayers from Tulsa, where Hannah and Colton live, up to Fargo. Do you know how the power of Holy Spirit was transferred by those who had been in the upper room to those who had been filled with the Holy Spirit? Those who had not been filled. See, we have people in the upper room. They have Holy Spirit. How are they going to get the power that was given to them to other people? Well, by the laying on of hands. That's right, by the laying on of hands. And I've got this wonderful story in Acts 8. I love the book of Acts. It tells us about what we need to do, giving our offerings, giving generously, giving without any thought of having to save up for that rainy day because God's going to supply every need. And here in Acts 8, 14 through 40, I'm just going to read it out of the New Living Translation. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. Remember that Samaria was a Gentile area in what is now northern Israel, people whom the Jews did not communicate with. They did not even think they were human, probably. A lot of Jews thought that way. And just think, God's plan of the gospel being preached, not just to the Jews, but to the whole world, was in play right here. They went to Samaria. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new believers to receive Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John, guess what? Laid their hands upon these believers. Laid their hands. If you've ever been to a meeting where the leader just lays hands on everyone, it's just beautiful. And they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon the magician saw that the Spirit was given when apostles laid their hands on the people, he offered them money to buy this power. Let me have this power too, he exclaimed, so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit. It doesn't work that way, folks. It just doesn't. And Peter, bold Peter now. Before the upper room experience, not bold. But now, bold Peter, excuse me, you can tell it's Monday. Bold Peter replied, may your money be destroyed with you for thinking God's gift can be bought. There are people today who think God's gift can be bought. They really are. You can have no part in this, Simon, for your heart is not right with God. Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive your evil thoughts, for I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy. He was jealous of that gift, jealous of the power that Peter and John conveyed on the people, and you are held captive by sin. Pray to the Lord for me, Simon exclaimed, that these terrible things you said won't happen to me. After testifying and preaching the word of the Lord in Samaria, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, and they stopped in many Samaritan villages along the way to preach the good news. See, it didn't stop them. They now had the power of Holy Spirit in their hearts, and they knew that even going into a Gentile city, a strange city, a city that didn't copy their behavior and their traditions, they were going to win them for Jesus Christ. And as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. Whoa, we hear about Gaza all the time. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship and he was now returning. See, Jerusalem was the center of worship then, and it will soon be the center of worship again when Jesus sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over, walk along beside the carriage. And Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Oh, such a beautiful book. Philip asked, do you understand what you're reading? The man replied, how can I unless someone instructs me? See, that's what teachers are for. Teachers are there to instruct the people about the Word of God. That's what a teacher is. And a pastor should also be a teacher. He should be able to teach his congregation about the Word of God. Well, how can I unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of Scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. That means Jesus didn't have, he wasn't married. He didn't have any biological and earthly children. Boy, does he have a lot of spiritual children. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, as you've read in Acts, how right before Stephen was stoned to death, he went through the whole history of Israel from Abraham clear through Jesus. And Philip has been so educated and so knowledgeable about this same thing. He, beginning with the same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. And oh, there's so much scripture about Jesus in Isaiah. We've got to know the good news so we can share it with those who are longing for a better, more fulfilled life. So, verse 36 of Acts 8 says, I think I'm going to just go back here. Yes, Acts 8, excuse me, my notes. So, as they were going along, it's just wonderful. They rode along and they came to some water. Now, here, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. And they must have prayed because he asked Philip if he could be baptized. So Philip had told him about salvation. He had told him about baptism in water. And so they said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? So he ordered the carriage to stop and they went down into the water and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Oh, that was a real joy trip, wasn't it? The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. That's like so many times in the 10 years that John and I were ministering across the United States. We went to so many churches that we would never see those people again. And we haven't. And I'm just so grateful that we presented the gospel of Jesus Christ and the joy of knowing him to those people, because they went away from those church services praising God. It's just wonderful. And Philip found himself farther north in the town of Azotus. And he preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Oh, my friend, count it all joy when you face various trials. That's what James 1:2 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Oh, we don't like that word endurance, but we need it. We truly need it. And that's what we need in these last days. Count it all joy when you face disappointment. Count it all joy when temptations come flooding your mind. And you have to cast them down and cast down all those evil and vain imaginations. Count it all joy when afflictions overtake you, because you know God is going to take care of you. Count it all joy, for your God will never fail you. He will sustain you in the moment of weakness. My strength is made perfect in your weakness, he says in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Faith will increase in the place of despair. Don't allow discouragement to rule. Let peace rule in your hearts. And that's Colossians 3:15. Jesus will comfort the heart that is breaking. He has been tempted at all points as you are. Count it all joy. He is hearing your prayer. And 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence I have before him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I know that I have those things that I have asked of him. Oh, what a great prayer. So he is not willing that any should perish. He will be present to destroy all foes. He stands between you and all your sickness. He will. He stands between you and sickness. Sickness will not come nigh. No evil or sickness will come nigh your dwelling. Psalm 91, praise him and love him because he first loved you. Count it all joy. And here's Paul Wilbur. Oh, shout for joy.
Of my people Israel, they shall build the broken walls and cities and live in them. I, oh, I will call my people from the nations, I'll plant them in their land, they shall grow and flourish like a vineyard. Not be moved again. Alle, alleluia. Oh, shout for joy. When the fallen tent of David has been restored. I will reap a harvest from the nations. I'll bring them by the hand. Jew and Gentile worshiping together as one new man. Strike the harp and play upon the timbrel. Oh, children, dance and sing. Shout for joy. Worship him forever. Messiah King, oh, Messiah King. Halle, halleluja, oh, shout for joy. When the fallen tent of David has been restored.
Oh, praise God. Oh, I went to one Paul Wilbur service quite a few years ago. Oh, wow. What excitement. You just have, you go out of that place saying, oh, God, you are so great. You are so great. When you exchange your knowledge, I know about God. When you change that knowledge about God to learn to know him, as Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And yes, even the fellowship of his suffering, because you know the end product is going to be greater than the beginning. You have faced impossible situations in the past, and you're going to face impossible situations in the future. But remember, God has given you that hope and the grace and the mercy when those things come. And we know that all things are possible to those who believe. Praise the Lord. That's Mark 9:23. God gives unlimited resources to those who love him. And when you begin to realize that he loved you first, even in your sin, you will begin to turn your thoughts and mind around to bring into full completion spirit, soul, and body the powerful connection you have with the victory that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is writing in Ephesians 3:16 through 20. Oh, I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. This is from the Passion Translation. Then by constantly using your faith in him, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. In all its dimensions. I thought maybe Ephesians 3:16 through 20 meant all the possibilities we have with God. No, the whole scripture in Ephesians 3:16 through 20 is talking about God's love, endless love, beyond measure, that transcends your understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Oh, praise God. Oh, I want to remind you, we have a meeting on Saturday. That's April the 13th, Saturday. We will not have breakfast at 8:30, but the meeting does start at 10 o'clock. So come and enjoy the wonderful things of the Lord in our meetings. We have such a great time. Call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.